This Civic Media podcast is sponsored by UW Organ and Tissue Donation. Organ donations are desperately needed, and now is the right time to become an organ donor. Talk to your family. Get the dot. Save lives. Go to heroicdeed.com.
Good morning, everybody. Happy January. And then you go, yeah, right. That's the music of the stars. On the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Lou Regani. You're on your second cup of coffee. What's that? Third? Oh. All the better. Did you have a nice rest? Yeah, me too. Thanks. We'll be on the high noon Central Time, and hope you'll stick around for most or all of it. That's the magic of radio. You don't have to look at it, although some of them are kind of pretty and all, but especially the old ones, the repros, the ones that old cathedral radios from the early 30s. And those Art Deco radios of the 40s. And the mid-century modern ones from the, well, you know. But outside of that, you can go about your business. Well, the best music ever, the Great American Songbook's on the air. The music of the stars. You turn over for the 10th time, we bring you some of the best music you'll ever hear. I love doing this, and Johnny Mercer wrote this, the Pied Pipers.
Dream when you're feeling king. Kings don't mean a thing on the street of dreams. Dreams broken into can be made like new on the street of dreams. Gold, silver, and gold, all you can hold is in the moonbeams. Poor, no one is poor. Long as love is sure on the street of dreams. Gold, silver, and gold, all you can hold is in the moonbeams. Poor, no one is poor, long as love is sure on the street.
Victor Young wrote that. That's Jack Jones on the Music of the Stars. Nelson Riddle with Frank Sinatra.
If you are but a dream, I hope I never waken. It's more than I could bear to find that I'm forsaken. If you're a fantasy, then I'm content to be with lovely you and pray my dream comes true. I long to kiss you, but I would not dare. I'm so afraid that you may vanish in the air. So, darling, if our romance should break up, I hope I never wake up. If you are but a dream. Thank you. I long to kiss you, but I would not dare. I'm so afraid that you may vanish in the air. So darling, if our romance should break up, I hope I never wake up. If you
here, Frank Sinatra conducts the orchestra with Peggy Lee. Burt Bacharach wrote this. Sammy Gallup, Music of the Stars.
Uninvited dream, I see him smiling in an uninvited dream. Why does he find me? Why does he remind me that I can't be free? Break the chains that bind me to a memory. Uninvited dream, he broke as many hearts as ripples in a stream. Now ever after, must I hear his laughter ringing in my ears, bringing me those uninvited tears. Everywhere that I wander, he is walking with me. Every star way out yonder knows I'll never be free. Still, I must confess, I'd hate to lose the only dream that I possess. It's a thrill to hold him, strange as it may seem, even in an uninvited dream.
And another 50s semi-classic. Nat Cole. Jimmy Monaco, Johnny Burke wrote it.
This is my nightly dream. Don't mind how bold I seem. You are a girl who ought to be kissed, and I am a man, a brave optimist. I've got to make you see you should belong to me. Even the moon is in on my scheme, for this is my night to dream. Oh, by tomorrow, you'll be gone, so I'm not waiting till 10 minutes to dawn and being in love with you. Who knows what I might do? Please understand if that sounds extreme, for this is my night to dream. Thank you. you'll be gone, so I'm not waiting till 10 minutes to dawn, and being in love with you, who knows what I might do. Please understand if that sounds extreme, for this is my night to dream. Oh, this is my night to dream.
Gordon Jenkins.
My first dream had an educational flavor. I was a college professor about to inflict a botany lecture upon my students. As I walked to school, the whole business suddenly seemed unbearably dull. It seemed so stupid to sit inside on such a nice day, pondering the structure and functions of plants and such. As I entered the classroom, I was struck with a noble and incredibly high resolve.
Good morning to you, students.
Good morning to you, sir.
Today, our usual lecture we will defer. I have a brand new project and I hope you'll all consent, 'cause we're going on a journey to the firmament. Today, we're going to learn to fly.
Oh, now, there's no need to get overly excited. Just simmer down a bit and I'll explain the whole procedure to you.
Open every window, open every door, and leave a friendly message for the janitor. Have him call the Prexy and advise him of our flight, and say we should be back about next Thursday night.
I think the idea is peachy.
I'm glad I wore my slacks.
Will the teacher give us wings to put on our backs?
I've often thought of trying, but I never really dared.
The feeling must be most exciting.
I'm scared.
All you have to do to learn to fly is look the teacher squarely in the eye. Then count to three, knock on wood.
1, 2, 3. Count to three, knock on wood. To join the glorious brotherhood of birds.
I can do it. I can fly.
I'm off the ground.
Look, teacher, no hands.
I'm scared.
I believe we all are ready now for our initial flight. Be careful on the takeoff, students.
All right, don't forget your comb and lipstick.
Don't forget your cigarette.
Shall we exit through the window, students?
Yes, let's.
Don't you think we've had enough now? Shall we put our wings away and get back to the college, students?
Okay, we shall surely be the envy of every.
every undergrad. When they hear what we've been doing, they'll be real men.
Second dream, I seemed to have inherited the train. I had on a conductor's uniform, complete with ticket punch, service stripes, all the trimmings. I decided on an inspection tour, starting with the observation car, the one so favored by our more prominent politicians around election time. Speeches made from an observation car always seemed to be a little longer, a little duller, a little harder to understand.
How about taxes?
How about taxes?
We're all for lower taxes.
I am for lower taxes. Provided that any reduction leading to a discount assessment permits the budget to finance a double entry credit governed, of course, by the inflationary debentures that inevitably lead to a fluctuating mortgage, thus liquidating any obligatory debt.
Hooray! Hooray!
What do you say?
How about the farmers?
How about the farmers? Are you for or against the farmers?
On the contrary! If a foreclosing policy is maintained as to an equitable percent of parity, a munificent bounty should evade the tillers of our soil, negating the marketing aspects of crop rotation as outlined in Form 77B.
Hooray! Hooray!
What do you say?
How do you stand on foreign policy?
What is your stand on foreign policy?
I'm glad you asked me that. I view with alarm the iconoclastic tendency towards isolationistic totalitarianism promulgated by selfish benefactors solely bent upon stifling the vital accord incumbent upon any vacillation of the vested interest.
Hooray! Hooray!
Promises! Promises!
And so I see you, if I'm elected to this high office, I'm to do it.
Yes, indeed. As I continued my tour, I was fascinated by the wonderful names on the Pullman doors. Names like Minot Light, Winooski, Rado's Tower, Cadwallader C. Washburn. I opened a few of them and went into the dining car. A young mother and her small boy seemed to be having a little trouble finishing their meal.
Are we there yet, Mommy? Are we there yet, Mommy? Mommy, Mommy, are we there yet, Mommy?
No, we're not there yet. Sit up straight and eat your soup.
Mommy, I have to...
You just went. Eat a little of your meat.
I don't like this meat.
Try a little of your cheese.
I don't like this cheese.
How about some apple pie?
I don't like apple pie.
You don't like apple pie?
I want some ice cream. Can't I have some ice cream?
Well...
Are we there yet, Mommy? Are we there yet, Mommy, Mommy?
No, we're not there yet, and if you don't quit asking me... There goes your milk. Waiter? Waiter?
Mommy, can I
have... Oh, all right, come on. And the next time I take you anywhere...
Sounded just like my little boy. Well, right next to the diner was a club car. I guess the bar at one end had a little to do with the unrelenting jollity of those present. One fellow in particular seemed to be monopolizing the conversation.
Well, now, I'm a demon salesman. I'm the livest wire. When a customer is tough to sell, it's me they hire. I'm drawing down the tidy sum of 90 per, plus the various expenses that I may incur. When it comes to padding swindle sheets, I know my stuff. If the auditor gets tough with me, I call his bluff. I'm about to be promoted with a juicy raise, and I see my wife on weekends and on holidays, 'cause I'm a family man.
'Cause he's a family man.
Yes, I'm a family man.
Yes, he's a family man.
Now they're after me to run for mayor, and I might. I'm a booster, I'm a joiner, I'm a leading light. The women follow me around, but when they do, I just politely tell them 23 skidoo, 'cause I'm a family man.
'Cause he's a family man.
Yes, I'm a family man.
Yes, he's a family man.
Say, I heard a bit of a story the other day. It's a little risque, but I can see that you fellas have all been around. Now, stop me if you've heard this, but it seems there were two Irishmen on a bus.
Stop.
Stop. What do you mean, stop?
I've heard that one.
Maybe the rest of the gang hasn't heard it.
We've all heard it.
Yeah, those things really get around fast.
As I walked on, the train began gradually to slow down. The scattered lights through the car windows led me to believe that it wasn't a regular stop. After the train halted, I stepped off for a breath of Middle Western air. As I lit a cigarette, I heard a voice from the shack across the way.
I hear the train a-coming, it's rolling round the bend, and I ain't been kissed, Lord, since I don't know when. The boys in Crescent City don't seem to know I'm here. That lonesome whistle seems to tell me soon disappear. When I was just a baby, my mama told me, Sue, when you're grown up, I want that you should go and see and do. But I'm stuck in Crescent City, just watching life mosey by. When I hear that whistle blowing, ooh, I hang my head and cry. Rich folks eating in that fancy dining car. They're probably having pheasant breast and eastern caviar. Now I ain't crying envy, and I ain't crying mean. It's just that they get to see things that I've never seen. If I owned that lonesome whistle, if that railroad train was mine, I would bet I'd find a man a little farther down the line. Far from Crescent City is where to stay.
your teeth, wash your face, comb your hair, eat your breakfast, go to work, wake up, brush your teeth.
That's Bill Maher with Mrs. Gordon Jenkins. And the music of the stars on the Civic Media Radio Network. More to come, more dreams.
Sing me a song of the rain. Sing me a song of old shining grace. Sing me a song of the rain. Carry me on to my dreams. Let me soar.
Music of the Star, Seven Dreams, from the mind of Gordon Jenkins. And a couple are a little scary.
Let me strong where the limit is wrong. Let me feel the pulse of the wheel on the rail, on the rail, on the rail. Sing me a song.
Henry King and the orchestra.
My third dream was one of those that seemed almost too real. Thinking back upon it, I find it hard to believe that it was all a fancy of the shadows. I seem to be a caretaker in a lonely field.
I work all day till my feet are numb, so the place will look nice when the visitors come. Visitors come on Sundays mostly. Mostly they come from church. Sometimes they come from a drinking hall, but mostly they come from church. But few have come to see me, and few would like to be me. And few even know I'm there, except the ones beneath my care. I live among the dead, among all the friends. friend who was kind to me. He took care of me when my luck was slim, and now I'm doing the same for him.
Here's a child who died on Christmas Day, and the minister's daughter who went astray. She ended her life by her own fair hand, hardly the way that her father, the minister, planned.
Here's old John from the poor folks' farm. He never did much work, but he never did much harm. He was called no good by the well-to-do, but the children thought old John was the nicest man they knew.
'Cause he gave them candy and he gave them dimes, and he made them kites from the Daily Times.
And he told them stories till their eyes grew wide.
But no.
Understand why old John had gone away.
Nobody cried when old John died.
But when the wind starts to howl in the cold gray light, it's somebody crying for John this night.
Someone who knew old John when he wasn't old, when he wasn't hungry and he wasn't cold.
Someone who knew old John when he was going on 16. He was just as good as anyone going on 16. He was danger's darling, he was fortune's favorite son. Laughter followed him around, brighter than the sun were his eyes, ablaze with the fire of youth that only the darkness could dim. How exciting the day he found out about girls, and the girls found out about him.
But he's dead now, and the wind mourns alone.
smoke makes a stairway for you to descend. You come to my arms, may this bliss never end. And we lover knew, just like we used to do, when I'm deep in a dream of you. Then from the ceiling, sweet music comes stealing. We glide through a lover's refrain. You're so appealing that I'm soon revealing my love for you over again.
My fourth dream was a daydream, and though I was fully conscious, the fantasy seemed as real as all the others. I was a guest at a cocktail party, modern society's alcoholic refuge for the insecure. As I looked wearily around the room, I felt a cold gray cloud of boredom settling on me. I got the impression that every dull acquaintance of a lifetime was gathered in that stuffy room. As I started the uneven battle of man versus martini, I saw an old high school buddy approaching, one of those depressingly cheerful boys, as tiresome as he was rich. He'd been a bore in high school, and he was still a bore. Success hadn't changed him a bit.
Well, if it isn't old Horseface himself in the flesh. Long time no see. How's tricks, old man? How's the whip? How's every little thing? Getting bigger, eh? What's new? How are the kids? Seen any of the old gang lately? Say, whatever become of that pretty girl you used to go with in school? What was her name? Mabel? No, Mary. Yeah, that was it. Mary. Bet you haven't thought of her in a long time, eh? Well, see you in church. Don't take any wooden nickels.
I haven't seen Mary for 15 years. 15 years come May. I wonder if her eyes are still as bright and warm and gay.
Well, it was the cutest thing you ever saw in all your life, if I do say so. It shouldn't, him being my own child and all. Well, as I was saying, Junior, you know, we call him Junior on account of it would be so confusing with two Bobs in the family, although we could say Big Bob and Little Bob, I guess. Well, anyway, Junior had just turned over this bottle of ink. How he got it, I can't imagine. It was on the top shelf. But anyway, it was all over the floor, and there he was, licking it up, my dear, literally licking it up from the floor. Well, it was the cutest thing you've ever seen. All that child.
Our parents said we were much too young to think of marriage and such. But Mary wanted to have a child, and she wanted me so much. But plans that are bright on an April night grow dim with October's chill. And when the summer winds grow cool, we both went back to school.
So I'd had a pretty good drive, pretty good for me, that is. A couple hundred yards, I guess. Not much for the big boys, but down the middle, right down the middle, see? So I figured, what the heck, a 5-iron ought to get me there easy. So I said, Caddy, give me the old 5-iron, and I'll lay it up there. Well, I took a few practice swings with a 50-cent Nassau going for me. I like to take plenty of time, you know. So I took a nice firm grip on the club, not too firm, but firm, and took a nice easy swing. I'd just come from a lesson, and Don said, easy does it, George, easy does it. Well, to make a long story short, I topped it. Well, naturally, I threw my club, and I hit the caddy in the knee, and now he wants me to pay his doctor bills. Can you imagine a thing like that? A caddy that didn't know a putter from a...
Mary and golf never got along. An addict she never became. She
He said it was wrong for the young and strong to play an old man's game.
No, my husband couldn't come. That is, he could have come, but he's a little teeny-weeny bit mad at me. As a matter of fact, we're not speaking. Ralph is like that, you know. Sulks, gets furious at the least little thing. Like when I get names mixed, like when I call him Ronald. You know my ex. Oh, yes, I was married before. 13 months, unlucky number, I guess. At least they say it is. And I think Ronald and Ralph are quite similar names, don't you? Anybody could make a little mistake like that. So anyway, Ronald's grandfather was part English, and Ronald used to like to have tea in the afternoon. You know, like the English. So yesterday, Ralph and I were sitting around playing gin. He always wins, but I never pay him. He won't let me, says it's his money anyway. So without thinking, I said, would you like to have some tea, Ronald? And he threw his cards on the floor. You never saw anything like it, and screamed at me, simply screamed. I hate tea, I hate Ronald, and I hate you. And stormed out of the house, just because I called him Ronald. Well, after all, the names are a lot alike, don't you think? Ralph and Ronald.
If I had married Mary, would we have made the grade? Would I be better off than I am with Adelaide? Would she run home to mother after every little spat? But I didn't marry Mary, and that is that.
Yes, I certainly will have a drink. I need one. Boy, I want to tell you, I have a hangover you could carve up and serve. I was fractured. I mean fractured. We were all over at the bar Tom likes so much. I can't think of the name of it. It's on 3rd between 45th and 46th. Or is it 46th and 47th? 45th, I guess. Well, anyway, we closed up the place. I mean closed it. And you should have seen me driving home. I almost hit an old man buying a paper and scared him half to death. It's my own fault. I never should have switched from scotch to bourbon. Happens to me every time. You know, I can drink scotch all night long and never have a sign of a hangover, but bourbon, that bourbon murders me. I don't know why I switched. I can't take bourbon at all, but it seemed like a good idea at the time. Well, live and learn, like they say. This drink is bringing me right back. Yes, sir, bringing me right back. Nothing like the hair of the dog that bit you. Nothing like a nice cold martini to bring a fellow right back.
Never face a mirror. Never pay a bill. Alcohol makes the clock stand still. Hold tightly to your whiskey, to your rum. Wine and gin, sweet poison, to dip your twisted senses in. Have the mix a stronger brew. I can still hear Mary laughing at the things we used to do. I could drink and drink another, and another still I'd find that I still have Mary, precious Mary.
Stand by for news. This is the Music of the Stars on the Civic Media Radio Network. We still have 3 dreams to go. And I'll be right back. If you missed anything, we're on podcast, civicmedia.us. Stand by.
The national news cycle never stops, but it can be hard to find news about your local community. Civic Media is dedicated to providing quality local and state news coverage across Wisconsin. With the Civic Media app, you can get notifications about local stories that matter to you and your community. Find the free Civic Media app in your phone's app store and choose notifications from the menu to tell us what kind of news you want to hear about.